Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The social fabric of California is a mixture of identities, cultures, and languages. One group that perhaps isn't at the forefront of the conversation is the Punjabi community, which plays a big role in the agriculture industry that drives California. Dating back to the late 19th century, the Punjabi community has established thick roots across the Sacramento and San Joaquin valleys in cities like Stockton and Yuba City. Highlighting this rich history and heritage is the UC Davis Humanities Institute, and they're presenting a series of events to highlight the work, culture, and diversity during Punjabi Week. So joining us with more is Nicole Ranganath, Professor of Middle East and South Asia Studies, and Archana Venkatesan, Professor of Religious Studies and Comparative Literature. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nicole, I want to start with you. Let's start with the initial roots that were established by the Punjabi community in California. Why the Sacramento Valley?
That's an excellent question. So thank you for having me on today. The Punjabis basically were dislocated during British rule in India, and they traveled all the way to Canada and also to San Francisco. And when they arrived in the Sacramento Valley, it just felt like home. And Punjab itself means the land of five rivers. And when they saw the five rivers flowing off of the Sierras, it felt as if they were farming land that was reminiscent of their homeland.
Hmm. When it comes to the Yuba City in particular, in Sutter County, I've been up there multiple times, and there's a huge festival that takes place every year. It's like 100,000 people go to this festival. Can you help us visualize this? It's so vibrant and colorful. It's wonderful.
You know, one of the most amazing things about the Punjabi community is their generosity of spirit. And I highly recommend that everyone attends Yuba City's Nagar Kirtan the first Sunday of November each year. And when you arrive, you almost have to pinch yourself that you're not in Punjab. And everywhere you go, it's like the whole community pours out free food, you know, and hospitality wherever you walk. The entire town of Yuba City is transformed and becomes like a mela or a festival. And it's really like a transforming experience to attend.
Yeah. Am I correct in that Punjabi is, or the language that's spoken, it's one of the most spoken languages in the Sacramento Valley?
That's correct. So the Punjabi language is the 10th most commonly spoken language in the world. And in the Central Valley, it's the third most commonly spoken language. So the Punjabi community has a very large presence in California, and half of the Punjabis in the United States live in California. Mm.
Okay, Archana. So now there's going to be a whole week dedicated to Punjabi heritage and culture. How did this begin?
Well, we wanted to do it during the month of May, which is AAPI month. And very rarely do we see the South Asian community and the contributions of the South Asian community highlighted. And of course, Nicole is a colleague of mine. I also work in South Asia, so we've known each other for a very long time. And she established the pioneering Punjabi digital archives at the library. So early in the fall of last year, we started a conversation about how to highlight both that digital archive, bring a partnership with the library in, as well as figure out how to really showcase the diverse and really rich heritage of the Punjabi community. And so that's why we did it. And we're really thrilled that it's in May and it's kicking off this afternoon at noon. So really excited.
You have a series of events that people can take in. Can
yes.
you kind of walk us through what people are going to enjoy this week?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The events are designed to really show a diverse in, you know, different kinds of aspects of the Punjabi community. So we begin today with a kickoff in the UC Davis quad in the flagpole. We're going to have food, we're going to have sweets, and we're going to have mehendi as well as Bhangra tutorials. That's today. Tomorrow, we're going to be doing a on Wednesday, we're doing a webinar with Nicole on Punjabi foodways. On Thursday, we're really excited to be showcasing a graduate student who has worked with the meatpacking community, Punjabi meatpacking community. And Friday is our really big event where Dr. Kush is a pioneering farmer, rice geneticist, who is going to be donating his papers to the UC Davis Library. So we're going to have a big event on that on Friday evening.
You mentioned that this is obviously happening during AAPI Awareness Month or Heritage Month. And we had a conversation with our race and equity reporter, Sarah Mises-Tan, and she put together a podcast, Mid-Pacific, which explores Asian American identity. And that is such an umbrella term, right? It can vary so much when you're talking mm-hmm. about what it means to be Asian American or South Asian American. Do you think South Asians sometimes get that the focus with AAPI Month focuses heavily on Eastern Asian communities and cultures and not South Asian cultures?
Yes, I think that's definitely true. And I think it's a very complicated relationship. I think South Asian Americans themselves have a complicated relationship to the term Asian American. I think there's a very long history of why that is. But, you know, we have only 12 months in the year. you know, we are all trying to figure out who we are and where we fit in this very rich fabric. And so, you know, I think Asian American is a broad enough term that allows us both specificity as well as a universal kind of identity that we can all share in. And so we're bringing through Punjabi Week a highlight on South Asian Americans and Punjabi Americans specifically.
Yeah, and that's wonderful. Nicole, I mean, the events are week long, as we just learned from Archana, and food, concerts, movie screenings, a webinar. But there is also an event that's going to commemorate the dedication of Dr. Gurdev Singh's paper to the UC Davis Library. For people who are unfamiliar with Dr. Singh, what contributions did they make?
I'm so glad you asked that question because Professor Gurdev Kush, you know, is famous worldwide, but many people, even in California's Punjabi community, are not aware of the scope and magnitude and significance of his work. So Professor Kush is a rice geneticist and agronomist. He's known as the father of the Green Revolution in rice. And during the 1960s and 70s, there was a crisis in the developing world where it looked like the booming population was going to outstrip the food supply and that there could be mass starvation. So there was a massive effort to increase food production. So Professor Kush and his team at the International Rice Research Institute in the Philippines developed over 300 new varieties of rice that were disease-resistant and higher yield, which doubled the global supply of rice. And he was involved with training programs in 70 different countries, basically in every rice-growing country in the world, so that they could feed their people. And he's a native of Punjab, obviously, in India. And just to give you one example of the local impact, India had cyclically, you know, endured famines, large famines where people died. And Professor Kush, you know, lived through times where he saw that. And as a result, partly of his work, India became a net exporter of rice.
Yeah, it just goes to show that there's, even though there's such a rich culture here that goes back, you know, more than a century, there's still so much that isn't known generally by the public. What do you hope individuals take away from the week-long event celebrating Punjabi heritage? Nicole, I'll start with you.
I hope that people understand. I think the general impression in the United States is that Indian Americans came very recently to this country, and they're doctors and they're, you know, engineers, and they work in the high tech in cities. And I hope people learn that the history is much more complex than that. And that Punjabis in particular, right here in Sacramento, this is the heartland of the first South Asian community in the United States, goes back to the 19th century, and that Punjabis really helped build the infrastructure in this state and, you know, have contributed significantly over the last 130 years. I think that's the biggest take-home lesson I hope people learn.
Archana, we have about 15 seconds left. I'll leave the last words to you.
I will say that Nicole summarized it very well. I would like to say here, highlight actually the UC Davis Library's special collections, which are really incredible and are little used. So Punjabi Week is also a way to draw people to our special collections, to the UC Davis Library, so people can learn themselves, Punjabi Americans. We invite them to access these archives, to learn, to join us for the events, including a great concert that we've put together tomorrow. So there's events for everybody, for everything that will really showcase the vibrancy, the diversity of the Punjabi community. And we're thrilled that the Davis Humanities Institute could make this happen.
Well, I want to thank you both. And with that, that is Insight for today, ending our conversation on celebrating the Punjabi farm heritage in the Sacramento Valley. We have more information on our Insight page. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll catch you tomorrow.